Big NDTV exclusive high-resolution satellite imagery sourced by NDTV confirms that China may be constructing at least two large interconnected villages well within the territory of Bhutan, something which could have profound security implications for India. Now, these are the high-resolution images on your screen now, which confirms that China is constructing these two large villages, at least. It's thought to be two of at least six. These lie approximately 30-odd kilometers from the Doklam Plateau, where India and China had a tense standoff in 2017 when Indian soldiers physically blocked Chinese road construction activity. Now, this is seen to be irrefutable evidence of ongoing construction and development area in a place which has already been disputed by China and Bhutan. The images show multiple chalet-like structures, which you see there, with many more under construction. This image on your screen from the 1st of January, just a few days back. Where is it all happening? It's happening in Bhutanese territory, a short distance away from the Doklam Plateau. In fact, the area you see over there, disputed area, is where it's taking place right now. The Doklam Plateau, where that India-China standoff took place to its south. And the big worry is that there is the Siliguri corridor, which lies further south of that. That's the narrow sliver of land which exists between, or which connects, the northeast of India with the rest of the country. So we're going to keep playing those images out. I'm also joined by Dr. Brahma Chalani, perhaps India's closest observer of strategic affairs associated with China. Dr. Chalani, these images are the latest in a series of images. We are well beyond asking whether the Chinese are actually doing salami slicing or not. They clearly are. But do you believe that these villages serve a dual purpose? This isn't just physical relocation of civilians.
Absolutely correct, Vishnu. With each Chinese border settlement come planted settlers, roads and military infrastructure. Those who settle in these artificial villages are given subsidies by the Chinese government. And step by step, China is changing ground realities by creating such militarized civilian settlements.
Yeah.
This is in keeping with the emphasis in its new land borders law on advancing a quote-unquote civil-military fusion strategy. In fact, that law outlines the imperative to create new border settlements. So this is a continuation of a pattern that we have seen in recent years. And that pattern is accelerating, especially in response to the new land borders law that came into force at the beginning of this year. But I think more significantly, as you pointed out, the Chinese drive to populate previously uninhabited areas carries important security implications for India, including aiding China's intelligence gathering and possible cross-border missions. Now, in the case of these latest Chinese enclaves inside Bhutanese claimed territories, there are two sets of implications for India. First, it's clear that China's construction is opening a new military axis against India's Siliguri corridor, which is also called the chicken neck. And this axis, it is opening from a different direction than the route that Indian forces blocked during the Doklam standoff in 2017. The second implication relates to India's status as Bhutan's de facto security guarantor.
Right.
Chinese construction activity violating Bhutanese territorial sovereignty appears aimed at both undermining Bhutan's relationship with India and forcing Bhutan to yield to long-standing Chinese demands in the border negotiations that have been going on between these two countries for some 37 years.
Well, these images actually show, I mean, stunning images. This is the area where there are these two enclaves, at least in that one area. And I think, Dr. Chalani, the big concern over here is that Bhutan has relied on India, you know, for us being their net security provider. Quite clearly, we are no longer in a position to advise them even on their foreign policy, let alone be their net security provider.
Bhutan sought a change in the relationship with India, and it's their choice, and therefore India cannot be playing the former role that it was playing. And Bhutan, in fact, is still hesitant to call out China on its land grabs. It refuses to utter a word, and that itself should be a cause of concern for New Delhi. But the fact is that whatever the Chinese are doing inside Bhutanese territory impinges directly on India's security. The question for New Delhi is, what can India do in these circumstances? Should India just wait and watch, or should India put some pressure on Bhutan and play a more active role in the defense of Bhutan against further Chinese territorial encroachments?
Right, absolutely. We'll just try and play out an animation, if we can, of what exactly we are talking about. Let's roll out that animation package, which we just had in our wall graphic, to show the spread in this entire area. Because these pictures really show interconnected road networks in this particular area. That's an area which is under construction. More construction activity over here, almost completed. These images are from the 18th of November 2021. Let's now move to more of the images which I'd like to describe. This image again from the 18th of November 2021. Now, we have counted approximately 166 structures. This picture really important because it shows that there is a lot more activity which is actually planned. Again, an image from the 18th of November that you see over here. Again, an interconnected set of areas over there connected through roads. But this image, very recent, just a few days back from the 1st of January, these are the conditions in which the Chinese are willing to build villages. And this is a close-up of that. These are chalet-like structures. The design quite different from what we've seen in Arunachal Pradesh. The terrain over here quite different. This is more than 5 kilometers inside Bhutan. Let's go to the next frame of this map to show our viewers where exactly this is all taking place. It's taking place in that area which is called the disputed area. It lies about 30 kilometers north of the Doklam Plateau, which we've marked, which is where India and China in 2017 had that standoff. Well, that's what you we actually have right now in terms of the latest Chinese land grab. Thanks, Dr. Chalani, as always, for sharing your thoughts on the significance of what exactly has been happening.